Welcome to Intersection Live, the tax and accounting profession's premier podcast source, provided by the CPA Technology Advisor, supporting the accountant community. This is Tax Prep Partners To Go, a monthly podcast program with the CPA Technology Advisor's own executive editor, Darren Root, and President and CEO of SurePrep, David Weil, both credentialed CPA CITPs. Listen to Darren and Dave as they explore advanced processes and solutions for tax preparation practices utilizing today's advanced tax document automation technologies.
Hi, this is Darren Root, Executive Editor of the CPA Technology Advisor, and you're listening to Episode 4 of Tax Prep Partner To Go. Today I have a great guest with me. I have Michael Khalil. Michael is a Senior Tax Manager with Plant Moran in Michigan. You guys are headquartered in Michigan, right, Michael?
That is correct, yes.
Good. Do you guys, and you have offices really probably in multiple states at this point, is that true?
Yes, we have offices in Ohio and Illinois.
Oh, great. You also head up the Tax Technology User Group for Plant Moran. What does that mean?
Our Tax Technology User Group is a group of practice staff, high technology users who monitor our tax software. So we look at new solutions, try to implement procedures and policies for the use of technology and throughout the firm trying to make everybody more efficient.
Well, Michael, this is probably the first time I've actually had somebody in your role on one of our podcasts, so this is a great experience. Somebody who's actually, typically I have a vendor and a developer on podcasts, and in this case, having somebody who actually went through the thought process and implemented the software and using it day in and day out is going to be hugely helpful to our listeners today, so I'm really looking forward to this. So as we get started, I guess the first question I'd like to ask is, why did you guys being Plant Moran, why did you guys think about this whole paperless scanning process at to start with? And what got you to that point?
Well, we had four major goals when we first went out to do this. One, we were looking to go paperless just because, everybody's going paperless. We wanted to try to streamline our process, so we were looking for a paperless solution for our 1040s and 1041s. We had previously gone paperless for all our business returns, and so we have a solution for that, but that was the one piece in our practice that was still in a paper form. And we see the benefits of going paperless, one of which is the ability to share resources across the firm. When you have a paperless solution, I don't have to necessarily move my staff to where the work is or move the paper to where the staff is. If it's electronic, I can access that information from any location within the firm and therefore be able to use or to get the work done without having to pay for travel or transfer of documents and so forth. So one, going paperless, sharing resources. We're also looking to standardize our process. We wanted a standardized process for preparation of the returns and then a standardized work paper product in the end. So those were our four things.
Well, those are awesome goals. And were you able to meet all of them?
Yes. Yes, those and some more, in fact.
That has to be a huge win. What challenges did you guys really face as you started thinking about looking for software? Now, there's, in this particular segment of the market, the scanning and sorting and organizing and paperless tax work papers, there's not a huge number of vendors in that space at the moment. And so you probably didn't have to go look at, 20 different vendors. There's a small number of vendors that you could go look at as you started thinking about solving this problem. How did you go about that process?
We started looking, and actually one of our CIO here actually got wind of SurePrep and introduced us to Dave Weil, the CEO of SurePrep, and he came and did a demo for us, and then we started looking at other solutions and talking to other firms, and we saw right away the potential that SurePrep had for us and the impact it could have on our firm, but we did look at the other options as well. One of our newly one of our new offices had said, well, we're paperless, and what we found out was what they were doing was they were doing everything the same way they were doing it before, copying all the source documents, and then at the end just scanning it to a big PDF file. And we said, well, you know, that doesn't really help us, and we want to look for something else. So
that's the old definition of paperless, which was going to bring me to another question. What's your definition of being paperless in your 1040 process?
Well, so we do our scanning up front. The source documents never get copied, so we're saving the paper that it would take to copy that information. So the source documents are scanned to begin with, and then they're accessible by anybody. With SurePrep, obviously it's an internet-based product, so I can scan things here in Southfield, Michigan, and I could have somebody in Grand Rapids, which is on the other side of the state, actually work that return without having to do anything, shifting anything there. So the work papers stay electronic. They're never printed. The review of the return is done electronically. So our reviewers are reviewing on screen. They're looking at the source documents on screen. They're looking at the return on screen. So typically in the paper world, what we were doing was printing the return after it was prepped, and the reviewer would sit there and look at the paper, make review notes, and then they'd go back and make some changes and print it again and maybe make some changes again and print it again. So you had multiple prints of the same return until you got it right. Well, in this situation, we're pretty much getting to one, maybe two prints of the return, if we have to. But typically, one print of the return when it's done. And
okay.
Our file copy of the return, we're printing to PDF as well. So we're not even keeping a paper copy of our file copy. That's PDF. And then typically we're e-filing most of our returns, so the government copy is not printed, and the only one that really is printed is the one that we give to the client.
Have you guys begun using portals yet for your clients to actually just deliver that final copy in a 1040 portal?
We have been looking at that. That is the next thing on the horizon, is trying to get that portal implemented, because that's exactly right. Many of our clients ask us, subsequent to the paper that we give them, well, can you send me a PDF copy, because they want to keep it in PDF. And so we're forced to try to figure out a way to get them that information in a secure manner, because you can't just email that thing to our clients. So we are looking at that portal solution, hopefully be able to implement that in the next year or two.
Oh, that's fantastic. As I mentioned to you before, I still practice, and we deliver those 1040s in portals at the end, and so there's really not a printed copy. And that really, there's a big time saver there. So let me just revisit your paperless tax workflow process just again. So we talked about this one sort of solution that you might have looked at, or a firm that you talked to that said, hey, we're paperless, but really what that meant to them is they scan at the end and they just don't keep a piece of paper. So that's kind of the old paradigm of being paperless, is that I don't keep paper anymore. The new paradigm of paperless is that I start by getting things digital to start with, and then it works its way through the process in a paperless way, which sounds like the model that you guys went with. And so have you guys dedicated a staff person or an administrative person to be sort of that scanner person, or are you using professionals to do that, or what's your model?
Well, we typically try to give that to the administrative staff, depending on the office that we have. So here in South, this is our biggest office in Southfield, Michigan. So we have probably four administrative people right now trained, but we are in the process of training the rest. So basically every administrative assistant we have should be capable of scanning the information. Some of our smaller offices have narrowed that down and put that to one person or maybe two people, depending on the size of the office. But it is primarily done by the administrative staff.
So you said you picked SurePrep. Then if the administrative staff is scanning then into SurePrep, what led you to SurePrep at that point?
Well, what we liked about SurePrep is the really in the end product, it's the end product, the Dream Work Papers, which are not only a bookmarked PDF file with all your source documents, but it also has the lead sheet, the interactive lead sheet, so that I can open up that Dream Work Paper file. I look at a pro forma of, let's say, the 1040, and on every line I can click a reference that takes me to either a sub-lead or directly to a source document so I know exactly where every number on that return came from. So, and it's hugely beneficial when you're reviewing that return.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I say we try to standardize our process. We've tried to standardize our process, but there's always something that somebody can do a little bit differently than somebody else. And you know, one of the key factors in this was I have a piece of paper, an email that I printed to PDF that has my clients' estimated payments on it, an additional charitable contribution, and I forgot my interest income from my bank account. So I have one document that has three pieces of information on it. I could tell you all day long, I want you to put that in one specific spot in your bookmark PDF. With SurePrep, I'm able to reference each one of those items separately, so it doesn't really matter where I place it within the work paper binder. With the lead sheets, I can link to that page three times, whichever place I want to get to. If I'm going for my estimated payments, I can find that page. If I'm going for my charitable contributions, I can find that page. If I go from interest, I can find that page.
You know, SurePrep's one of the only vendors that I know of that really has that that sort of capability that's in this particular market space. So from your perspective, one of the most important things was that end product that you were going to end up with, that dream work paper, that really kind of tied everything together.
Yeah.
And that was really big in your decision making.
Yes.
And then not to mention, I know SurePrep has been in the business, you know, probably longer than about anybody. So, you know, I think their scanning capabilities are pretty solid as well, and the ability to recognize documents and do a good job at that.
Right.
So after you implemented this, your paperless tax workflow solutions, did you have many other changes that needed to be made internally, like more monitors or any other file storage space, you know, scanners? Or were you guys pretty well ready for that when you took on, let's say, SurePrep? Or what did you have to change?
Well, you know, we did have to add the scanners. You know, we currently, prior to this, our scanners were basically our copiers, our Xerox copiers that were capable of scanning. And the quality of the scan that you get from that wasn't as good as you needed to be for SurePrep. So what we did is we actually took their recommendation and we got these high-speed two-sided scanners. You know, the paper goes in once and it scans both sides and eliminates blank pages. And, you know, that file is easily readable and it's very clear. And we had to add the scanners in each office. We also have a dedicated PC that's next to that scanner. So that you know, that's the PC that somebody uses to then upload and start the engagements from. So, you know, one PC, one scanner in each office. Well, actually, we have multiple in some of our bigger offices. On the monitor side, a lot of us already had the dual monitors. We had added the dual monitors when we went paperless for our business returns.
Okay.
Now we're looking at possibly going with a third monitor for some of our SurePrep, although we haven't yet made that leap. And, you know, it's not necessarily needed, but it's helpful because ideally you can use SurePrep on two monitors. And then you'd use your third monitor to look at the tax software, so you can then compare it if you need to see both.
Yeah, I got to tell you, Mike, I'm sitting here looking at 3 21-inch monitors, and it does make a big difference. You made a good statement. I don't know that it's absolutely needed, but it definitely makes things better. So if it does make it more efficient, it seems to make sense sometimes. On the scanners, you probably standardize on the Fujitsu's, is my guess, like the FI 6130 or the 6140. Do you recall that?
Unfortunately, I don't know the model number.
Okay. Yeah, but did you guys go with the Fujitsu's?
I believe so.
Yeah. Typically, that's what most of the scanning vendors that I know of recommend, and those have been really good scanners. So you guys, as opposed to putting a scanner on everyone in the office's desktop, which would have been really expensive for you guys put a scanning workstation with a PC attached to it where that scanning could be done. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay. You know, if you were to look back, Michael, what would you have done differently as you started down this process? Anything?
Well, honestly, when we went to paperless for our business returns, it was one fell swoop. Or actually, it was more driven by the assurance side to do financials. and it was the entire firm all at one time, and everybody had to go to it, and it was very painful. And so we were trying to avoid that, so we didn't do the entire firm at once. We did one office, then we added another office, and then we added another office, little by little, trying to take kind of baby steps. I think we took too many baby steps. I wish we would have gotten to the entire firm a lot quicker. You know, test it out in one office, maybe two offices, and then let's go firm-wide and let's get this thing done. And so, unfortunately, with our, you know, we've had, you know, there are some folks that, you know, are a little resistant to the change, and, you know, they can point out, you know, well, it didn't do this right or it didn't do that right, and most of the time it's user error, not the system. But then
Sure. You
get rumors started going around to the people who haven't used it yet. And so now you have, you know, this misinformation that's been out there that we have to now try to combat that we wouldn't have had to do had we just gone and everybody could see for themselves how great of a product it is.
Yeah. Well, those are the challenges I guess you deal with anytime you have more than one person in an office, right?
Exactly.
So have you noticed, have you been able to sort of quantify the benefits to having moved to a paperless tax workflow in real measurement terms? Have you guys looked at quantifying that at all?
Yes, we have. We've taken a look because we really had to sell it to our management team as well. So if you look at the hard costs, we are looking at, you know, paper savings. So we're, you know, on average we're saving a few dollars per return because we're not copying the work papers. We're saving on paper for the interim printing of the returns. But in addition to that, what we've looked at our timing billing system is we're finding that for the most part, our preparers are spending about the same amount of time as they did before, because we're using interns and new starts, and, you know, they're still trying to, you know, get a grasp of the whole tax world as a whole. But our reviewers are saving about an hour per return reviewing, and then our partners and signers are saving about a half hour per return. And,
Wow. You
know, that turns into real dollars.
Those are big numbers.
Yeah.
You know, oftentimes when you take an initiative like this, you know, there's often one or a couple of goals. You either want to, obviously you want to make a better process, but in that better process, you either want to cut down the number of hours people have to work or have the ability to grow without adding new staff. Do you see that that's been made possible?
Yes. You know, we've had, obviously with the last couple of years, especially with the economy the way it was, we typically, during busy season, would hire seasonal staff in every office. So we might have a group here in Toledo, we might have another group and so forth. Well, we haven't been able to hire as many people as we had originally hoped or needed, but it really hasn't hurt us in the way of getting the work done, because what happens is one office gets behind, they call another office and they say, we need help. And I can have my people here help them remotely. And then when we need help, we can ask for help for somebody else. So you're able to, you know, spread that pool of work out. And rather than having, you know, 15 people throughout the, you know, the offices, we can do now, you know, let's say 12 people. And, you know, because of where they are, and we can just allocate their time differently, and it doesn't matter physically where they're sitting, they can still get that work done. So we've been able to do more with less.
That's a really effective story. So how is using or implementing this particular solution affected any other goals or plans that Plante Moran has in working in other areas of your business?
Well, we've been able to offer, you know, certain clients, like, you know, package. You know, we've got a corporate client that has several partners that, you know, newly partner. So, you know, we say, hey, we'll do all your returns for you. And, you know, we have this, you know, this program where we can do that and then, you know, have available to them other services. Well, in order to get that group of returns done, we really need a standardized process, because now you're going to get similar information. And we can go, what we did is we went into SurePrep and we did one return and we said, here's how you handle this situation. And we put that information out back to everybody else. And so, boom, here you go. Here's a standardized process, standardized work papers. And then our reviewers, they don't have to sit there and look at all this information every time fresh. They know what it should look like, and it doesn't matter. We can do 80 of these things, and, you know, they're all the same.
So it's really allowing you to maybe expand your tax practice in that respect.
Yes. Yep.
So a great firm like Plante Moran, what kind of things are on your radar screen for the future as it relates to technology?
Well, right now we're looking to institute a new workflow system. We had one prior to this that tracked the tax returns, but it was Lotus Notes based, and we're moving away from Lotus Notes. Now we're looking at another product there to handle the workflow, which hopefully will also help us, you know, monitor our work throughout the office in addition to just tax returns. But the portal, the client portal, is the other one that's on the horizon that we're trying to get to, and also a document management system.
Well, in the tax area, both of those are great solutions. You know, I get the opportunity to mess and use a lot of these solutions, and both of those are great directions to head in. You know, a firm like Plante Moran, obviously you guys have to do a lot of homework and a lot of due diligence and a lot of planning to bring these things to fruition. But it sounds like you guys are well on your way.
Yeah, I think we are. We've got a great group here. Our technology group is really have been on the, we call it the bleeding edge of technology for many years. So we like to drive the change in this firm, and the firm's responsive to us.
Great. Well, Michael, thanks so much for your time today. It sounds like you guys have been very happy with the solution that you picked and the direction you guys decided to go. Any other closing thoughts for our listeners today?
No, I just, you know, we have been really, really happy with SurePrep. They are a terrific business partner. They've worked with us over the years, and anything we ask of them, they're able to do for us. So they're a terrific partner. I love working with them, and Dave Weil especially as a CEO. He's a great person to work with. And I appreciate
your time,
Darren.
Dave's a good guy. Well, Michael, thanks a lot. I really appreciate your time. I know you guys are busy, but best of luck to you in the new ventures you guys are heading down, and I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
For more information about the CPA Technology Advisor's other podcast programs, webcasts, and our e-newsletter, visit cpatechnologyadvisor.com. To ask questions or leave comments about our podcasts, call 800-456-0864, extension 2106. Or tune in to future episodes where you're able to ask questions live via talkshoe.com.